All this week, we've been looking at some of the amazing stories that come from the cancer treatment and research centres here in the north of England. Today is the last in our series, and we're meeting the mum who was diagnosed with cervical cancer just after giving birth to a little girl. Naomi Jacobs takes us back to that day.
I was told that it was a very rare form called large cell neuroendocrine cancer. From what I read online, the prognosis was about 20%. I remember the very first text I sent was to my partner because he couldn't make the appointment. My exact words were, "I've just been handed a death sentence."
Although she had a tiny baby to look after, Naomi was started on a cycle of aggressive treatment straight away.
We still did all her baby classes and all the little things that I'd wanted to do for years. The little things I had to sacrifice, like feeding her and everything, I couldn't do it myself because of the chemotherapy. That upset me more in some ways than the cancer diagnosis. But at the end of the day, watching her grow was enough I needed to fight like hell.
But Naomi says living in the knowledge that you may never see your daughter grow up wasn't always easy to cope with.
It was heartbreaking. It was really, really tough to actually just not completely break down. The first thing I did was wrote a journal so that Lily would know that I hadn't chosen to leave her or anything like that. I started one before I had her, and I said, as long as I live, I'll always be there for you. And it just really struck me as being like, maybe my subconscious knew that there was a chance. I don't know. It's hard, but I'm out the other end now, so I just need to look forward.
Well, as Naomi said, she's now successfully completed her treatment with excellent results.
I'm 6 months out of chemotherapy, and I've had a CT scan recently that was all clear, completely normal. My doctor hopes that if it doesn't come back within the next year or so, that my chances of it never coming back are a lot higher.
And she says she can't thank the staff who treated her enough.
At the Freeman Hospital, I couldn't have had better care or better nurses. As frightening as it is, at least you know that you're in fantastic hands. I mean, I owe them my life. A girl who was diagnosed just after me died a month ago. She didn't have the treatment I had. So had I not had these doctors and this hospital, then I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Well, Naomi is planning a future for her family, including training as a midwife and adopting a new baby. That's the end of our new special. We've seen how patients and staff here in the north of England are shaping cancer treatments for the future, giving families hope, and proving that being diagnosed with cancer isn't the end of the road.